The trial of Eli Epihar came to a conclusion, of course, yesterday, found guilty of attempting to murder Constable David Goldfinch, having already pleaded guilty to the murder of Matthew Hunt. They also found getaway driver Natalie Bracken guilty. Police Association President Chris Carhill's with us. Chris, morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Hard to know what to say, really. I mean, is justice done in this?
Well, I think it's done, but it doesn't change what occurred, and it's never going to bring Matt back. It's not going to get rid of those scars that Dave Goldfinch will carry around for the rest of his life. But it is still pleasing to get that positive verdict.
Shocking reminder, though, of the fine line between a day at the office and disaster.
I think that's what really came home to everyone in the trial, that evidence from Dave, you know, that moving evidence that he was, you know, I was very proud to watch him give that evidence, to look that offender in the face and have his day, but it just showed how a simple thing like stopping a motor vehicle can turn so bad so quickly.
What worries me about the society in general is I watched that guy on the stand and he gave evidence, which is highly unusual, of course, as you would know, in a murder trial, and the way he talked, and I assume he represents the way some people talk also. Yeah, I gave him a few warning shots. I mean, who the hell talks like that?
Look, it was just so hard to comprehend what he was thinking. The idea he could try and blame someone else or push, lower the level of what he did down to that. It was just hard to comprehend. And I think most New Zealanders, we've got to remember that he's an outlier. You know, that's the thing. In policing, you often forget that you're dealing with the outliers. Most New Zealanders are great people, and I think we just better to forget.
I'm glad you said that, because that was actually my next question. This is rare, thank God, but we know that violence towards the police is getting worse, though, isn't it?
Unfortunately, it is. It's, you know, 1,500 officers assaulted last year, nearly one a day injured, and it's that injuries that worry me. It's the level of violence that seems to be getting worse. You know, officers getting their jaws broken, getting knocked unconscious. Those are the sorts of things that are really concerning me.
The 11-1 result, does that bother you?
Oh, well, look, it says the jury's given a lot of consideration. We know attempted murder charges are notoriously difficult for juries to get their heads around. It's trying to understand what's in someone's mind. And they are, you know, known to be hard to get guilty verdicts from. So we're just pleased the jury did their job by considering everything.
Okay, Chris, appreciate your time as always. Chris Carhill, Police Association President.